Okay, glad to see some people don't have something else they have to do tonight. Okay, I wanted to speak about Ashaila in Leches Boiro, which is relevant to lots of people. If someone's pouring out some, let's say, leftovers from a meal, they have soup in a bowl with liquid and solid. Left. There's some solid bits, so the solid bits don't clog up the pipes, don't build up underneath the sink and block the pipes. So you have a strainer, a metal piece or whatever that sits in the sink, which strains the liquid from the solid, allows the liquid to pass through, and then the solid sits on top. The question is, which Moshe Feinstein deals with in a tshuva, is this also the malach of boira? Boira is separating one thing from another thing. Boira or merakit, because you're using a sieve. Here you're using a strainer to separate liquid from solid. It seems to be a classic case of what the Gemara calls meshamer, more in Shabbos Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, meshamer, which is straining wine from the dregs, which is also either mishum boira or mishum merakit, the Gemara says. Some rishonim say it's both. So is it allowed? Are we allowed on Shabbos to pour the leftover liquid that's at the bottom of a bowl or something like that into a sink when we know that by doing that, and we want it to happen so that it won't block the sinks, we know that the liquid will pass through the strainer and the solid will remain on top? It seems to be a classic Issa D'Oraisa of Meshamer. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. He says one svara to be matir, which is not so easy to understand. I want to say a different svara, why lechora it's mutter and it's not a question of boira. The Mishnah says in Shavuos that you're allowed to put a beitza into a mesanene shel charbel. You're allowed to put an egg into a mustard filter, the filter that they used to pass the ground mustard seed through to separate the bigger lumps. So passing the mustard through is also on Shabbos, and the Gemara even says it might be it's also on Yom Tov. However, to put an egg through it afterwards is mutter. Rashi says, why do they do that? Because they want the yolk to go through the mesh, through the sieve, to come into the mustard to make it brighter, to make it more attractive, a more appetizing color, and the white will stay on top. Otherwise, they would just put it into the mustard in the bowl. They wouldn't need to pass it through the sieve, but the sieve will separate the white from the yolk, and the yolk will go through and go into the mustard, and the white won't. So the question is, why is this not an issur of boira? You're separating the yolk from the white. That should be a melacha of boira. You want the yolk in order to color your mustard, but you're doing it with a kli. You're not necessarily doing it la'alta lechora. That should be also. So the Bach says that when the melacha of boira is separating oichel and psoilis from one another. If you have a mixture of an oichel and a psoilis, something you want and something you don't want, is also defined as an oichel and a psoilis, even if they're both useful things. If you don't want it at the moment, Tosafot says that's already called a psoilis, that would be the melacha of boira. If you don't want the yolk of the egg for any useful purpose, you don't want to utilize it, you don't want to eat it, you're just using it for coloring, so that, he says, is not defined as an oichel. You don't want the yolk because you're not using it for a food purpose as such, you're only using it for colouring. You don't want the white because you're not planning to use that for anything particular. So you're separating a psoiles from a psoiles, and that's mutter. That's the svara of the Bach. The Mogen Avraham argues. The Mogen Avraham says that lechora we can't say that for two reasons. Firstly, if that's the case, then if someone would have in mind that he also likes the flavour of egg in his mustard, then it would be asa. He doesn't think that's mashma in the Mishnah in the Gemara. And secondly, he doesn't agree with the whole svara at all, because he says, even if you only want the yolk of the egg for colouring, that's also a purpose. Where it doesn't say in Meleches Boira anywhere that the purpose of the thing you want has to be for food. Separating toys, separating cutlery, the poskim speak about all these things are also boira. The fact that you want it for colouring should also be enough to define it as an oichel, so the yolk should be an oichel, and the white will be the psoilis, and that will be a melacha of boira. So the Magen Avraham says a different reason. He says that there's a yesod, which we know from other places, from the Magen Mishnah, that boira doesn't apply to min echad, and he says the yolk and the white of an egg, even if they look different because naturally they come together, that's called min echad. That's his heta. And therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you would be allowed to separate the yolk from the white even if you only want one of them. If you have an egg and you only want the yolk rather than the white, be completely mutter, it's min echad, that could never be a melacha of boira. Rima Godin points out, however, that the Magen Avraham hasn't argued with the premise of the Bach. What the Magen Avraham has argued with is the specific application of defining the yolk of the egg that you want to colour your mustard powder, as a psoilis, because he says that should be an oichel, and he has another reason that there would be enough gemina, but he says the fact that you want it for colouring is itself an oichel. However, says the Prima Godin, to actually separate a genuine psoilis from a genuine psoilis for whatever reason you would want to, the Magen Avraham would seem to agree with the Bach, that would not be a melacha of boira, that would be mutter. Prima Godin then says, based on that, and Hu Hadin, if you separate an Oichel from an Oichel, and that extension the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with, but the Mishnah Berurah in the Briah Halacha accepts the Prima Godin's assertion that separating a Psoilus from a Psoilus, when both of the two things that are in your mixture are things that you don't want, that would not be a Melacha of Boira. Why you would want to do it, he doesn't explain, but if you would want to for whatever reason, that would be completely Mutter. So once we understand that the Melacha of Boira is only when you separate an Oichel from a Psoilus, which is Toisvus, and the Rambam says an Oichel from an Oichel, but when it's a Psoilus from a Psoilus, then there's no Melacha of Boira, then it's obvious that pouring a mixture of liquid and solid down a sink, where what you want to achieve is that the liquid should go down the pipes and the solid should get to the bin afterwards, without blocking the pipes, that's clearly a case of Psoilus Metoch Psoilus, which is completely Mutter, it's not a Melacha of Boira at all. Nafkamina, between this Svara and Rav Moshe's Svara, I haven't explained, he speaks about the Maisa of Breira and so on. The Nachmina between this and Rav Moshe's Svara is that Rav Moshe would only be matir pouring the thing directly into the sink and letting it go through the strainer. But if you want to actually take out the solids beforehand, for whatever reason, or you're separating two types of solids by hand, even when both of them are psoilus, then Rav Moshe's mashma, that his Rav Moshe's Svara would not apply, and he hasn't said whether he would also agree with this Svara, mashma that perhaps he would ask. If with this Svara, with the fact that psoilus mitoch psoilus is not a melacha of Breira at all, then even if you have a box of mixed rubbish and you want to sort it out into the different recycling bins, anything like that, that would not be a melacha of Breira. It's psoilus mitoch psoilus, which the Prima Godin points out, the Mogen Avraham accepts from the Bach, is not a melacha of Breira, and that would therefore be completely mutter and not a problem of Breira at all.